is the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Rochelle wrote into the show, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for making her sister live with carpet stains.
What?
Let me explain.
That sounds goofy.
Let me explain. She's worried that she's a jerk for what's happening with her sister. She said, am I the jerk, Allie and DZ? My husband and I recently closed on a condo that we bought for the sole purpose of keeping a roof over my sister's head. She is going to pay us an affordable amount of rent. She works two jobs but doesn't make a lot of money, so she was having a hard time with her apartment building increasing their rent every year, and it was just a lot more. So we did the final walkthrough last week with her, and the condo could use some cleaning. There's some very dark traffic stains on the carpet that were strategically covered up with furniture when we first saw the place. So I told my sister that if it bothered her, she would need to hire someone to rent a carpet cleaner and take care of it herself.
Okay.
She looked shocked and almost about to cry when she said she didn't have the money to hire someone and didn't know how to use a carpet cleaner.
You figure it out, mama.
My sister's older than me and has always been dependent on others to help her figure out life. She even lived with our mom until she died 7 years ago. And before she died, I made a promise to my mom I would make sure my sister was okay. When we set out to find this condo, I told her we weren't doing any upgrades, painting, replacing things that weren't broken. So I don't feel like I'm being unreasonable by saying after we move her in, we're done other than taking care of anything that breaks. Am I the jerk for telling my sister she has to live with carpet stains or take care of them herself? So they are letting her sister live in a condo they own
for
a reasonable amount because her rent kept going up and she doesn't have a lot of money.
Right.
But that's where they're drawing the line. And they want to know if they're being a jerk because they won't clean the nasty carpet. And they're telling her she has to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a nice little compromise. You're giving her a place to live that she can afford.
Right. It does, but then I try to think and take the family aspect out of it. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I'm big on family, mm-hmm. right? But if they're not family, they are your tenant.
Mm-hmm.
And would you let a tenant move in without cleaning the apartment fully from the last tenant?
No, but I would charge them more. See what I mean? And that's where the compromise comes in, where who's the jerk here?
I'm letting you live here affordably.
Yeah, like clean it yourself. I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. Be thankful, grow up, and figure it out.
I hear it.
But what if she doesn't have all the, you know, we're also talking, Rochelle's got a husband.
Yeah.
She's, you know, got support.
True.
I mean, I cut out that she has four kids because it gets too long. These Am I the Jerks. But Rochelle had said, I got four kids, I'm busy. So it's not like
she doesn't necessarily have the time, but she's making the time. But she's also saying, I'm going to limit my time because mm-hmm. she's got her own stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't respect is the fact that it almost feels like she's purposefully leaving her in this situation to go, you got to figure it out for yourself. You made a promise to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I'm going to take care of my family. I'm mm-hmm. going to take care of my sister. Mm-hmm. You're doing that, but only to a certain degree. Is that what you promised your mother? I'm going to take care of her to a certain degree.
Well, at some point, you become an enabler. And that's what she's worried about here. She's cleaning the carpets figure out how a carpet cleaner.
Read the instructions.
I've had to go figure it out myself. We can do this.
They make them easy. And if anything, you can ask a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you got friends that have figured it out for themselves.
Well, is she the jerk for telling the sister she has to live with the carpet stains or take care of them herself in the apartment they're letting her rent? Because they are getting their investment back.
They are getting that money
back
regardless.
They own the property. They're letting her sister live there cheaper.
Is she going to live there forever? I mean, she's going to make the stains worse.
Sounds like it.
Get ahead of it. Clean the carpet. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's not really taking any money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And then if and when the sister does move out, does get on her feet, does figure it out, you're going to have to flip that.
So you think she's a jerk?
Yeah,
but not the jerk.
I'm so split.
No,
though.
Replace the carpet when your sister moves out. No way.
I got one foot in each side.
You better pick a side. You know how I get about people on both sides.
I'm Midwestern right now, Allie. I'm sorry.
Midwest nice. Okay, 414-533-1037. Don't you dare call the station and be Midwest nice like DZ today. This is Am I the Jerk?
Only DZ could be Midwest nice today. Y'all can't.
They can be Midwest nice after Am I the Jerk.
There
not right
go.
Now. We need an opinion right now. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Rochelle wants to know if she's a jerk for making her sister live with carpet stains. Her and her husband basically promised her mom they would help make sure the sister's taken care of. The sister doesn't have as much money as them. Her rent was raising, so they bought a condo and they're letting her live in it for an affordable rent. But they refuse to clean the carpet or anything else. They want the sister to do that. Is she the jerk for refusing it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Tanya in Kenosha. Tanya was very fired up when I got to her on the phones this morning. She's got her own theme song. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Is Rochelle the jerk for telling her sister she's got to live with the carpet stains?
Be honest.
No, not the jerk. The level of manipulation to have to buy a condo for your sister and then to ask for carpet cleaning?
You said that, not me, and I agree. But wait, what?
Hold on, Tanya, because it almost feels like to me, in this scenario, they're making it sound like they had to buy the condo. Oh, we did it for my sister. It was probably just a good investment for them. It's a money move.
It is an investment.
Disagree. Oh, right. It is an investment. But I disagree because if it's an affordable level of rent, that means it's less than it would normally be on for the market. They're not making money off of her. They're helping her.
They're basically breaking even.
If not, yeah.
Yes.
That's fair. You know what, Tanya? Good thinking.
Touche. Yeah, yeah.
She said, not the jerk, and the manipulation is at an all-time high, according to Tanya.
With
That's right.
Said it.
She is mad. I love it.
Tanya standing on business. That's not the jerk.
Thanks, Tanya. Good points. We can't argue. Bye. Next up, we've got Amy, another one of our regulars, called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Amy's in Muskego.
Can't touch this.
It's been so long. Good morning.
All the sassy ones are on the phone today.
We fired somebody
up. Oh, yeah. Come on. Let me tell you, I had to come with it on this one. Like, come on now.
All right, well, then talk to us. Do you think Rochelle is the jerk or not the jerk for telling her sister she's only doing so much?
She ain't the jerk. If that girl don't take her grown self and learn how to figure out clean a carpet. You are the older sister, and your baby sister is taking care of you. And I hate to say it, but before Mama passed away, God rest her soul, she was her enabler and took care of the older sister.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then now she expects everybody else to be the enabler and take care.
Right.
No, she is grown.
I agree.
It's fine. Figure it out.
But Amy, you know, as parents, all we want is our kids to be okay. That's why we're suckers half the time. That's why the mom did it.
I get it.
Now the sister's like, hold on.
At what point you going to push that baby out the nest so she can fend for herself? Because, again, like, you know, we ain't going to be around forever.
True.
You know?
Sink or swim, baby.
And I always say, making people do things and hold them accountable not only builds self-esteem, it makes them feel better.
True.
Their confidence goes up. They start doing more for themselves. This is like, you know, self-confidence 101, okay?
Let's get the sister going.
The enablement almost now feels like she's been able to self-deprecate and not advance in life because things and people have always come.
That's what I'm saying. They're holding her back.
Everybody has always done it for her, and she has gotten comfortable with that.
That part.
And it's like, it's time to make you a little bit uncomfortable, baby. You got to figure this out for yourself. It's some carpet. Like they said, there was furniture there when they looked at it. Baby, just put some furniture over it if you really don't want to do it.
Just rip it up.
Hope for the best under the carpet. Hope there's
hardwoods. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, come on, you know?
Ellie said, hey,
fingers crossed
for beautiful hardwood under that torn carpet.
Right?
We're two for two.
Everybody loves a good hardwood.
Okay, bye, Amy.
Bye, Amy.
Good morning. Love you guys.
Love you back. She said, she didn't.
Okay, Santino is on the phone. We haven't talked to him in a minute either.
Where's he been?
Good question.
Big dog.
Santino.
Yo, what up, big homie?
Where have you been?
I've been here, but I can't get through. I got too many powers now, man.
I know it's a good and a bad problem to have, Santino.
That part.
It sucks, but it's great.
But you got through today.
Mm-hmm. Is she the jerk for making her sister live with the carpet stains?
I'm trying not to be Midwest nice.
Uh-huh.
But she's a jerk. But at the same time, she's also a jerk for not teaching her sister how to be sustainable on her own. This is the opportunity to do that. Mm. So, hey, sis, oh, you don't know how to work a carpet cleaner? Let's go get one. I'll show you. Oh, you using your debit card, though. hey,
you made me snort. Stop it, Santino. He's like, fine, get your debit card.
Look, Look, that stain didn't come up. You better go get that throat rug. It works just the same.
Right.
Hey, got to be resourceful.
Yeah.
But this is the problem, though. Mom enabled her.
Yep.
And so sister's probably more direct because she has a family. She understands how accountability works. Mm-hmm. And sister doesn't. And this is the time to teach her because she might not be here long either to help her.
Well, sister's got the mom guilt. We all have the mom guilt.
Well, mama made her promise.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better lose that mom guilt because I'm one of 11. I ain't got no guilt.
Oh, Santino, you're right. Fair enough.
Said I'm a whole football team over here. I can't have guilt.
He said, if I can get through it, you can get through it. You got this.
So, but Santino right? was saying she is not the jerk. I thought she said is the jerk.
No, she's not the jerk, but still, that's what I said. I'm the Midwest Nice. I was going both ways.
I think that she's everybody agrees that the sister who they're renting the apartment to is the jerk.
Yeah.
But so Rochelle is not the jerk.
Rochelle, no.
She's doing more than she has to do by buying a condo and then renting it to her sister. That was enough. She's like, and I'm out. And
look,
I'm out.
She's probably losing money because this market, everything is inflated.
Right.
So
yeah,
she's giving her a reasonable price. She's probably losing $300-$400 a month.
Mm. Well, it's clean sweep.
She's still taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Santino brought the broom today. Midwest Nice broom.
Midwest,
but he brought
nice.
The broom.
Yeah. Thank you, Santino. We miss you.
Hey, I miss you guys, so I'll do a pop-up soon. Don't worry.
Let's go. All right, brother. We'll talk to you later, fam.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Peace.
All right, so DZ, that's it. Not the jerk. Rochelle, you don't have to feel guilty anymore. Move on with your life.
You
know what? Not the jerk.
Her sister better get a roommate so y'all can up this rent. That's what she needs to do.
Mm-hmm. Sister, really start conning him.